Hey there, awesome humans. It's your girl Laura Bennett back with another daily dose of pure vibes on Let That Stuff Go. Today we're diving headfirst into something super important, embracing your emotions, allowing yourself to feel the whole spectrum, the good, the bad, and everything in between. Because let's be real, life is a roller coaster, right? There are those exhilarating highs that make you want to scream from the rooftops, and then there are those stomach-dropping lows that leave you wondering if the ride will ever end. And guess what? That's totally okay. It's all part of the human experience, folks. But here's the catch. Far too often we try to suppress our feelings, shove them down deep inside, pretending they don't exist. Ever felt that tightness in your chest? Or that knot in your stomach when you're trying to ignore something big? Yeah, that's your body screaming, hey, listen to me, feel this. So today, let's break free from those emotional shackles and learn how to dance with our feelings. First things first, remember that all emotions are valid. There's no such thing as a bad feeling. Even anger, sadness, or fear, they're all messengers trying to tell us something important about ourselves and our experiences. When you feel anger, it could be telling you that your boundaries have been crossed or that something isn't fair. Sadness might signal a loss or a need for healing. And fear? Well, that could be a warning sign, urging you to step back and assess the situation carefully. Next up, practice self-compassion. Talk to yourself with kindness and understanding, just like you would a dear friend going through a tough time. You wouldn't berate your bestie for feeling overwhelmed, would you? So why subject yourself to that kind of harsh inner dialogue? Treat yourself with the same love and support you'd offer to someone you care about deeply. Now, here's the real game changer. Give yourself permission to feel it all. Don't bottle things up. Allow yourself to cry when you need to, laugh until your belly hurts, or even scream into a pillow if that helps release some pent-up energy. Remember, suppressing emotions doesn't make them disappear, it just pushes them deeper down, where they can fester and cause more trouble later on. Think of it like this. Holding on to negative emotions is like carrying around a heavy backpack filled with rocks. It weighs you down, makes it harder to move forward, and eventually takes its toll on your well-being. But when you let those emotions go, you feel lighter, freer, and more capable of embracing life's joys. And lastly, remember that you're not alone in this journey. We all experience a rollercoaster of emotions, and it's okay to seek support when you need it. Talk to a trusted friend or family member, consider joining a support group, or even explore therapy. There are so many amazing resources available to help you navigate your emotional landscape with grace and confidence. Okay, so picture this. You're walking down the street, minding your own business, when suddenly bam. Someone bumps into you, spilling your coffee all over your new white shirt. Your initial reaction? Frustration. Anger. Maybe even a little bit of panic about ruining that perfect outfit. But here's where it gets interesting. Instead of letting those feelings consume you and turning into a grumpy mess, you take a deep breath, acknowledge the frustration, and say to yourself, hey, this is just a temporary setback. It happens to everyone. I can handle this. Then you calmly apologize to the other person, grab some napkins, and try to salvage the situation with a smile. See? You embraced your emotions, acknowledged them without judgment, and turned a potentially disastrous moment into an opportunity for grace and resilience. So remember, friends, embracing your emotions is not about becoming a walking emotional drama queen or letting every little thing get to you. It's about recognizing the power of your feelings, understanding their messages, and learning to navigate them with wisdom, compassion, and a whole lot of self-love. Let's recap. Today we learned that all emotions are valid, to practice self-compassion and allow ourselves to feel it all without judgment, and to remember that we're not alone in this journey. When you embrace your emotions, you create space for authenticity, growth, and deeper connections with yourself and others. So go out there, feel those feelings, and don't be afraid to let your true colors shine. And until next time, keep letting that stuff go.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.